So if Shiadal al Kais Aloy, what's the law about making Abdullah twice? If we say Abdullah in Shmoneser, do we have to say it again or not? Omalay, the law is Ki Kiddush, just like making Kiddush for a night. Ma Kiddush, ah, Fagab de Mekadesh Betlusa, we make Kiddush in Shmoneser. Mekadesh Akisa, Akosa, we make our Kiddush again on a course. Is Af Abdullah Nami? Afagab the Mavdal Betlusa, we're supposed to make Abdullah Shmoneser, Mavdal Akosa, the corner was to make Abdullah a second time like we do. Right. We have Lezer Vayna Boydor. The Lezer says, where do you say Havdolah? In Moedim. They see holds an Indian of like you're thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu, either that Shabbat just went by, or else it's Haidor, that we understand the difference between Kedusha and Chol. So it's an Indian of Moedim, like thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we understand this, it's not saying in Brichas Haidor. He was of Moreb Zerah, Heavy Rock of Chamri, he was riding on a Chamon donkey. Heavy Koshok of Yozer of Chia Baravin, Basri, the Chia Baravin was walking the back of him. Omalei, he told him, Babi Adam Risa Mishmeh Rav Yechon, that's what you say over the name of Rav Yechon. Halacha Kreb Eleza B'yomtiv Shechal Liyois Acher HaShabbos. You say, we pass like Rav Eleza, that you should say Havdolah in Moedim, where? By Yomtiv that comes after Shabbos. Hey, so Shabbos and then Sunday is Yomtiv. So when you make Havdolah, Moedsoy Shabbos, in that Shemon Esrei, you should say Havdolah where? In Moedim. That's what you say. Punkt then. Hey, so the whole regular Moedsoy Shabbos, we don't hold like him. But we must know that the Chomin said in Atachonin, Lord them das, we say Abdullah. But on here, we might say Shabbos is a Yom Tiv, there's no bracha of Atachonin, Lord them das, there's no bracha Sadas. So here, where should we say Abdullah Shemeneswe? There's no first bracha. So hell here, the Svara is like Rebbe Elazar. The Svara should be, is to say it in Moed. Omaleh, he said over in, it's like a right, that's the locha. By Moedsoy Shabbos that comes out on Yom Tiv, then the Abdullah is said in Moed. So the Gemara halacha mechlad the pligi. Without you saying halacha is mashed with somebody's mechulat, like he did here. Who could think to have that? There's no other place to say Abdullah, but you have to say the Moedim. For the Gemara will like pligi, you want to say nobody dings it? Well, pligi rabbonin. Havad rabbonin do dings it. Rabbonin say a Havdolah where in Atochainim. So the Gemara aim of the pligi rabbonin, where the rabbonin say make Havdolah in the first bracha, that's b'shayim or sashona. That's a regular Moedsoy Shabbos when we say Shmones, when we say Yudchas brachas. So there, we were the Kaveh to say the Abdullah, and after Chen, we them back to say Abdullah. Mashen can be Yomtiv, Shechal Liyos Achra Shabbos, but if Moedsoy Shabbos is a Yomtiv, we don't say after Chen, we them back, where should we say Abdullah? Shita, Abdullah should be in Moedim. Be pleading to Rabban and Dinsa from Reb Lezer. They can swear they should be masking to Reb Lezer. For the Gemara, I call part of a pleading Reb Akiva. What are you so astonished I told you? Some people are Mechuluk on Reb Lezer, Reb Akiva for sure is Mechuluk. Reb Akiva says Abdullah is always a bracha by itself. So if you make a bracha by itself, even every Moedsoy Shabbos, who was in the same thing will be Moedsoy Shabbos at Yom Tiv, it should also be a bracha by itself. So you answer back, Kiva, I'm not Gervis like. Does anybody know that Kiva every Moedsoy Shabbos? Does anybody make a special bracha by itself? To ask to make him another kavosi now that Moedsoy Shabbos is Yom Tiv, I should be choshed from Kiva Shita. What's the swarov? Kol HaShanakul the whole year. My time, Loy Abdinu Kabakiva. How come we don't do Loy Kabakiva? We don't make a new bracha by itself, Abdullah. The Tim, they sorry talking. The Abdullah won't even stack in 18 brachas. Sisri, Loy Tishin, they won't even stack in 19 brachas. In Hokinami, the same thing now that Moedsoy Shabbos is a Yom Tiv. I'm going to be down 7 brachas. Shev Tikkun, the Abdullah won't even stack in to say 7 brachas. Tim, Loy Tishin, Moedsoy Shabbos, that is a Yom Tiv. Still, you only have a chit to say 7 brachas, and not 8 brachas. And then Pshita, you don't make a new brach of Havdolah. So now the Rabbi Kiva is out. We have the Rabbanim swear to say Havdolah, not the Chen Lodim Das, we don't have either. Because we don't say after Chen in Moedsoy Shabbos and Yom Tiv. So Pshita, the swear should only be like Reb Lezer, Mechur, no Bershad Inzach on Reb Lezer. Omalei, lav haloch itmer, elamatim itmer, eshin shno. It's not the Pshat we said over the Aloch is like Reb Lezer, it's only matim itmer. It's a little different expression, like it's not Klor haloch, Rashi. That's a halacha, Rashi. Man diyom halacha, if you hold the pshat is halacha, we pass like Reb Lezer, we'll soon see we don't pass like Reb Lezer. But it's not that he said over, we do hold like Reb Lezer, it means dashin and leiter pirkin. Halacha means it's clear and you can even tell to the rabbin. When the rabbi gives a drasha on Shabbos, he tells everybody this halacha. Man diyom matim, but the one that says no, it's not halacha, just matim means, medrus leiter dashin of rabbin, don't tell the rabbin about this halacha. I will ruin him or even Lyokhin. Lassus. Trebeleza beyond the Shalias Bechab Shabbos. For if somebody comes and asks you, what should I do? Privately, you're not to tell him on a Moedsoy Shabbos. That's Yom Tiv, you do like Trebeleza. Make Havdolah in Moedim.
Another sheet we'll soon see is Lashon Nirin. Rashi, man di yam nirin means aruya naimalim arinin. You don't even pass them. If somebody, a yochid, asks you what I should do, don't even tell him like this. No, nirin just means the oved le madrina dovda. If somebody does do it, we don't tell him to be chayzer over again. You can be yaitse v'dievet. That's the three lashonis. Halacha means we're marya baravim, tell everybody. Matin means only a yochid you tell. And nirin means not even a yochid, not even to tell him that's v'dievet. If he did it, you could be yaitse. Some say halacha means you tell everybody that way. The Yamrele Matim means not only Yochid you pass on that way. The Yechonama Moidim. Moidim Anirin just means that, and Yachiv Rabbam Anirin. That means if somebody did it, we don't tell him to be Chayzer over. Om Rab Zera, Norket Rabchiv Rabbam Yodcha. Hola Kabchiv Rabbam. That isn't the halacha like this. That he said, we pass on Rabbam Lezer. Why did Dayeg or Gomesh might be Pume Demora? It's a question, how do we say Halacha or Niru? No, Moidim, Holot Mchiyab Rabba, that is this is said Halacha, that you could tell everybody that's Halacha. Why? Because Mchiyab Rabba is very Medayeg, whatever he said. The Gomesh might be Pume Demora, he listened to his Rebbe very carefully, Shapir, Kirachba the Pumbadisa, just like Rachba Pumbadisa. The Yomar Rachba Rachba, he said over Halacha, he said over Omer Rabbi Yehuda, he said Klo, who said it? Har Habayis, the Beis Hamikdash, Siapiyov, and the istabul, the stands in front of it, kofel hoyu was doubled over him. For yisatav lufnim yisatav, that one sat of one platform in front of another platform. So he said this over the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Masking was very medayik to say it over from. The male of Chia Baraba was also very medayik in his lashon, so we could be mekabel they zikah said then halacha. You can tell everybody. What's the maskana? Amar Rav Yosef, ano mi loy haya din of loy haya. I don't know what you're talking about this. I'm not talking about this. Ela mederav shmul yadin. I know what Rav Shmul says, but we hope the kinnulah magenisa the bubble. They mistak in a new nusach and bubble how to make up dolam and like so yomtiv. But we say, but the yenu Hashem lakenu es mishpatei sekecha. But landen lat.
By the Mishnah. Ha'imer, somebody says, I can't see to Yigir Rechamecha.
The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanas on the mitzvah of Kan Tzipor, which is that if a mother is on top of the bird, on top of the eggs, you're not allowed to take away the mother when it's on top of the eggs, or take away the eggs away from the mother. The mitzvah is first, Shalach HaShalech, you have to send away the mother, and then you can take one. So Chur, you can think that's the meaning of Rachmanas. Hashem says, have Rachmanas on the mother to the kids. So somebody says Hashem should have Rachmanas on me, the same way Hashem has Rachmanas on the bird, it's not a good midah. We'll soon see what the Mishnah says. Hu adin v'yaltoiv yisker shmecha. Somebody says that we should mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name when something good happens to us. Mashmah, when something bad happens, then we don't mention Hashem's name, that's also no good. And moidim, moidim, somebody says moidim twice in tefillah and davening, is meshaski noisei. To tell him to be quiet, it's not a good thing. You're doing something wrong. So Rashi, Oimer, v'tfilosoi. So Diyik and Rashi, it's only Yosser in your tefillah. Mashma, if not join Shmon Esrei someplace else, it would be mutter. But in Milo Shmon Esrei, you shouldn't say such a loshen. Al kan tipegi rachamecha. Anoshim shohoyu marin atzmon ke mizchavonim lahamik v'loshen tachnunim. People show themselves they want to be really asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Oimrim, and they tell Hashem, Rachum v'chanu nata, you have a lot of rachmonis. The Akan Sipi Girachamecha, Shermat Lashlech Esain. Yeah? So, in the same way that you have Rachmanas on them, have Rachmanas on us. Oisha Oimer, Al Toy, Shat Oisalonu Yiska Shmecha, and the good you do to us, then we'll remember your name. Oishama Moidu Moidu Meshaskin Oisa. If I feel you say two times Moidim, we tell you to be quiet, it's not a good Midah. Something more. Fish Lema Moidu Moidu. Somebody says Moidim twice, it's no good, we understand it. Mishum Demetrik Eshtei Rishuyis, as if you're saying Moedim to two different gods. That's no good. There's only one Eibishter, Hashem Echad, and not two. So we understand that. V'yal Toiv Yiske Shemecha, the same thing, Nam, we understand. Why? Nami Mashmal HaToivu, V'lo Yal Ara. We only mention Hashem's name when something good happens to us, and now when something bad happens. Otanan, we learned in the Mishnah later, Chayiv Odim Levorach Al Haro, Kishen Shavorach Al HaToivu. The same way you make a bracha and something good happens, Hatev Yametiv, the same way you have to make a bracha when something bad happens to you. The dynamis. Because really, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something bad, it's for our good. Hashem does not mean to us. Whatever bad for us is only our good, so you have to give a bracha on that also. So that's why it's no good to say we'll only mention Hashem's name on the good. Elo al kan tipi girachamecha, my time, what's wrong with that? The chura, this mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of rachmonis. Hashem says, have rachmonis on the bird or the children, don't take one from the other. So what's wrong with saying Hashem should have rachmonis on us? They say we have rachmonis on the birds. And the Gemara, pligi bo trey amaroi. Tashala what the pshad is. V'marov and Eretz Yisrael. Reb Yosi bar Avin, Reb Yosi bar Zvida. Chado ma mifnei shemato kina b'mayis abreshis. You be mato kina, you're making jealousy in mayis abreshis. So Drashi, why? Loimer al eila chas, v'loy al shabri yosef. As if to say Hashem only has rachmonis on birds and not on other animals. So you're making kina between the briyot. That's no good. V'chadom v'nei sho'isa midoisa shla kodesh bo'ofu rachmin. You're as if saying that when Hashem gave us mitzvahs, it's because he has rachmonis. That's the meaning of mitzvahs. V'einam elo gzeres. Yeah, who? V'einam elo gzeres. That's that we do mitzvahs and not because it's a mid of rachmonis, but it's a gzera. We're in ever to Hashem and we do what Hashem told us to do. That's why we do mitzvahs. Not else the mid of rachmonis. Sadrashi midoisov means mitzvoisov. Like we're making the mitzvahs of Hashem for al rachmonim, rachmonis. Sadrashi v'hula al rachmonim also. Hashem didn't give it to us al rachmonim. Elo lahatil al Yisrael chukin gzeroisov loidi Hashem avodah. Hashem gave us mitzvahs that we could show that we're never to Hashem, we're listening to Hashem. V'shemer mitzvoisov gzeros chukaisov af v'dvorim sheyesh besotin li'akim lo'hashem alayim lo'ima ma'atzarach v'mitzvazu. Even though usually this is chukim. Chukim means that we don't know the reason why, so the goyim will have tainus, how can you doing it? So we do it. But the Gemara is saying now really every mitzvah. Even if there is a tam for the mitzvah, we don't do the mitzvah because of the tamim. We do the mitzvah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. That's the reason why we do mitzvahs. And that's because it's a midah rachamim. Even though the Gemara does say that lenitlo tera letzara v'emes abriyas, the mitzvah is to mesaken us. When we do mitzvahs, we become nodim hasholem. And the Rambam speaks out like this: a mitzvah like shluach hakan. It is a mitzvah of rachamim. And when we do the mitzvahs, it makes us have rachmanis also. It's mashlem us on these mitzvahs. But that's not the reason why we do the mitzvahs, though. We do the mitzvahs because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to do it. But when we're doing the mitzvahs, we mitzaref ourselves. We make ourselves a better person. But if somebody says Hashem should have rachmanis on us like this, that's wrong because these are mitzvahs. Al tigzeres Hashem said to do it, and now we don't do it because of the tamim. Morahu de nochis kaimi de rabba. Somebody went down in front of Rabba, the Yomar, and he said, "Ato chosato al kan tipu." He said, "Today, b'shtim milutfilo, you had rachmonas on kan tipu on the birds. Is ato chus rachim leinu? Have rachmonas upon us." Is Omar Rabba? Rabba said, "Kama yoda haytum rabbon lutzui lamarayu. How good this sum rabbon, this talmud chochim, knows how to daven to Hashem." The Chur, like Rav is saying, he's doing good thing. That's a good way to ask Hashem. Omulay Abaya, for Meshavkinu Noisoy Tanan. And now Mishnah says, "Fakir, we tell him to be quiet." It's not a good midah like that. So the Gemara of Rav Nami lechadudi la Abaya hu deboi. Havan the Rav knew it's not a good thing. He only said this to Mechadah to see if Abaya was chapanach. It's like chidud to see how smart Abaya was. Rav, it's not a good midah to do like this. Shashiv Rabba Nam Lechdud L'Abayu Deboi Shiyoshiv Loi Mashayishiv. That Abayu should have to cash her back. What are you saying is good? So the Gemara Who did not have time with Rabbi Chanina? One the person was davening Shimon Esther in front of Rabbi Chanina. Omar he said Hakeel Hagodol Agibo V'Yanoira. That's good. But then he was Moisiv V'Adei V'Yozuz V'Yayiraya Chosek V'Yamitz V'Avadoi V'Nichpad. Said a lot of Shvachim to Yevishter. If Rabbi Chanina was Himtim Loya Desayim, he waited till he finished his whole Shimon Esrei. He signed when he finished Omalei, Sam Tinu Lakula Shvachi Demorach. Did you finish giving all the Shvach to the Eivishter? I mean, it wasn't a nice thing to say so many. Is Lomalei Kulei Hai? How come you said so many Shvachim to the Eivishter? Anan Bayos Hani Tlas the Yamrinan. That we say, okay, like God, Lagibe Venerom. We say these three, is Elav the Yamrinan, Moshe Rabbeinu Biraisa. If not, that Moshe said in the Torah. Do you also want to connect Sagadelu Betechnilu Betvilo? And they were mesaken for us to say this much in Shmon Esrei, lo yavini nechel lemeimelu. Even this much we would not be allowed to say. We'll soon see why. The yatam atzer kuli hai v'yadlas, and you go and say so many more shvachim to the Eivishter. Like, it's not nice. Why? Moshe lemelech bosu v'dom. Shere le elef alfa apayim din rezo. A melech had thousands of din rezo pieces of gold. V'hoyim akalsen oisir, one person gave the king shvach. You're so great. Bishok Kesef, that you have a silver coin. is Havaloi Gnayoloi. That's called the Shvach to me. That's a Gnay. I don't like it. Same thing, the Eibush is so great. Like the prophet says, Mi Yamala Gvuras Hashem. Who could open our mouth and give Gvuras Hashem? Because we're not right to say the Shvachim to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So mainly these three we say Akela Gvuras Hashem, because that's what Moshe and Anshek Nech Zol was Mesakim. But more than that, you shouldn't say. So Sant, we're trying to bring down, this is only in the middle of Shemon Esrei, it's also to say this. But Mashma, other places, join Tfilah just to give Shvachim to Eibush, certain times it's Mutter. So it's Gedurim sometimes, yes, sometimes no. But in Shemon Esrei, we should now want to say more than what we say, Akela Godla Gidor, Yanir. Shrashi, Ilav the Yamrinu Moshe, Hokel HaGodla Gidor Benir HaShalisa Pon Mikra Shrechit, Vedagnimu Betfilah, Kishespal Ezra Almola Gerla B'Sefer Ezra. He said also this, Akela Godla Gidor. Vaita V'yomer Rabbi Chanina, Hakel B'Dei Shemayim, everything is Eska Paskant in Shemayim, Chutz Miyur Shemayim. Whether a person will be a tzaddik or a rosha, that's called breira, that's totally new. Shenemar, v'yati yisro, mo Hashem lekech, asher mimach, what Hashem ask from you, kiim liyira. Only to have yira, that's what Moshe told Christ, Hashem is only asking from us to have yira shemayim. So drash yakol b'dei shemayim means kol ha'bol al odem. Everything that comes upon us, b'dei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows it that way. Kegoyin oruch kotzer, if we're tall or we're short. Oni oshuk, be poor or be rich. Chochem Shaita, whether you're smart or whether you're Shaita, it's Alf Min HaShemayim. Love and Shachir, be white or black. Hakol B'dei Shemayim Hu. Abo Tzadik V'Rosha, whether you'll become a Tzadik, you'll be a Rosha, Ein Abloi Yidei Shemayim, Elezu Mosta B'yodai Shalodim. This is in the hands of the person. V'Nosan L'Fonu Shnei Drochim. You have two ways to do, good and bad. V'Hu Yivchaloi Yir HaShemayim. The person is supposed to be Boichim, Yir HaShemayim, and if you have Yir HaShemayim, then you'll be kind the whole Torah. So the Pasuk says that Moshe told Klal Yisrael, what does Hashem ask from you? Only to have Yira. For the Gemara, Oto Yira Shemayim Milsa Zutrasi. Like Moshe is saying, Hashem is only asking you to have Yira Shemayim. For the Gemara, that is a small thing. The Chur is very hard to have Yira Shemayim. The Omer Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Abishim Ben Yechoi, Eimra La Kodesh Baruch Hu Beis Genozov. La Kodesh Baruch Hu only has in his treasures, his hidden places, Elo Eitzel Shira Shemayim. You see, that's what's dear to La Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Mashem is pretty hard to get it. Shenema Yiras Hashem he oitzaroi. That's the eitz of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yiras Hashem. So the kasha, how could Moshe say it's such an easy thing to have? Have the Gemara in Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutusahi. By Moshe Rabbeinu is very easy. As if you're Moshe Rabbeinu, it's very easy to have Yiras Hashem. So the kasha is though, but Moshe was telling this to Klai Yisrael. He was saying Klai Yisrael, you Hashem only wants them to have Yira. So how could Moshe tell Klai Yisrael? So there's a lot of different mafarshim. Some learned that pshat was that the ikkar midah that brings you the yira shemayim is the midah v'anava. If you're an onav, a humble person, that brings you the yira. Now Moshe, we know his midah was midah v'anava, onav mikol adam. So when Moshe was talking to Christ, so since he was such an onav, to him, in fact, he thought it's a very easy thing to have a yira shemayim. Because in the Gabi Moshe was nothing. Is if you have the midah of Moshe being an onav, it's very easy to be yirei Hashem. Well, the pshat is that if you have to do it yourself, it's hard. But if you have a Rebbe to learn from, it's easy. But that was once he had vowed by Moshe, it was easy to be Yirei Hashem. So it means the rest of the Klai Yisrael could learn from Moshe. So then it's easy to do. Shrashi, Moedim. Moedim, Moedim, Mishas, Kanoisi. If you say Moedim twice, we tell you to be quiet. Omer Rav Zera. Koloyme Shema, Shema. If you say Shema two times, is also Koloyme Moedim, Moedim, Domi. And when Mishas, we tell you stop, it's not a nice thing to say. For the Gemara Meisvei, Hakriya Shema. Somebody says Kriya Shema, the Koifla, and he says it twice. Pashas Mashmi says Shema Shema. Says Harei Zeh Meguna. It's not nice. So the Gemara Meguna who the heavy. Mashmi's only not nice. Or B'Shtuka Lo Meshaskinim Lei. We don't tell him be quiet. Mashmi, that's worse. Shtuka even tell you be quiet. Don't continue saying it. It's like a terrible thing. Zeh Meguna means not so nice. And the Gemara Lakasha, Hodi Yomne Milsa Milsa. You only just say the word Shema Shema. We'll soon see. Here he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, and he says again Shema Yisrael. So one is terrible and one is just Meguna. That's what Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi learns Milsa Milsi V'Toni Lo. Kol Teva V'Teva Chayze V'Shonim Meguna. If you say Shema and then you say it over again, it's not a nice thing to do. Heavy. It's not so gefilah. The question of pshat is because it could be that you made a mistake. Maybe you said Shema and you didn't have kavana. Maybe it didn't come out of your mouth so good. So then we really have a right to say it over again. But it's the Maguna, it's not nice, because before you say Shema, you should make sure you have Kavan and say it the right way. So it's not so nice. Zagrashi Washain Z Daim Lamakabolo Shtay Malchis, not Daim like your mom is saying Shtay Malchis, and Lemis Late, like you're taking it easy, like a late, like you just I'm saying not the word Shema Shema. That's not so gefeller. Of all my Posik Sholim, if you say the whole Posik Shema is on the Shemachot, Vitonila, you say the second time, then Mishaskin, that's gefeller, we tell you to stop. Why the Messik is saying Rishuyas? That looks the only reason why he's saying like there's two different Hashems. So Tei Yeshua says, look, if you stand made a mistake in Askavonim, what do you finish saying the Oposik for? You should have stopped right away. You said Shema, you didn't say it's no good. So right away said over again. If after you finished the Oposik, it's right, you had Kavona, or you said it the way you're supposed to. Just it looks now, why are you saying a second time? Because you want to say it to another God, another Hashem. That's Kapilich. Omlera Popula Baya. Vidilma Mikoro Lechivin Daite. So there's a question now, what's so gefelich now saying Shema twice? So Chur the Mashal, the way Rashi learns, Chur the question now is going on when you say Shema and then Shema. Not that you said the whole posik, but you said Shema, Shema, which is the Dov Meguna, for the Gemara, why is it Meguna? The Dov Mekarul Lechivin Daitei, the same Chivin Daitei. Maybe first he started to say Shema, and he realized he didn't say it with enough Kavona, so he started to say it over again, what's so gefelich? Oh, Malay name, that's good for why it's Maguna. Chavrusa Kalfe Shemaya.